Next patient is Glenn Richards. That is Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, G as in George, G-L-E-N-N, Richards, R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S. Date of birth, 7/12/1965. Date of visit is 11/28/23. Today, copy for Natalie Ingersky. Natalie, N-A-T-A-L-I-E. Ingersky is I-N-G-E-R-S-K-I. Ingersky. I-N-G-E-R-S-K-I. A-P-R-N. Next paragraph. Dear Natalie, thank you for sending Glenn Richards for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is persistent cough and chest tightness. Next paragraph is respiratory illness. This is a 58-year-old male who had an episode of bronchitis approximately 2 months ago, has been coughing persistently. And it is mostly a dry cough and sometimes associated with some wheezing and shortness of breath with exertion, period. The patient was treated with a Z-Pak and oral steroids in late July. And he also had a similar episode of bronchitis more than 4 months ago. He had a CT chest done on 10/23/23, which showed no acute findings or pneumonia in the chest, but had a 3 millimeter left upper lobe lung nodule. A follow-up chest CT to be considered in 1 year. The patient has not had any PFT done recently. Next paragraph. Oh, can you also mention, he did have lab work done and the CBC showed a hemoglobin of 9.3 and WBC count of 5.4 with eosinophils of 7.9%. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history has included history for donation of his left kidney for a kidney transplant. He also has a history of hyperlipidemia. And states he has had a history of asthma as a child, but has not been on any specific medications since then. No previous CAT scans of the chest to compare. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph, habits patient, denies smoking, drinks wine occasionally. And he worked as an RV transporter and previously also worked on cars and trucks. Next paragraph. Allergies, none listed. Next. Family history, both parents are alive. Father has diabetes and hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph. System review of the patient has no fatigue or fever, no cataracts or glaucoma. He has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. He has persistent cough and occasional shortness of breath and wheezing. He has heartburn, no abdominal pains, no diarrhea. He has no chest pain, jaw pain, or calf muscle pain. No anxiety, no depression, no leg swelling. He has no easy bruising, denied joint pains, muscle aches. He had memory loss, no headaches or seizures. No skin rash, no itching. Next, med list. Atorvastatin, 10 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built middle-aged white male was alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, icterus, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure is 110 over 70, pulses 68 respirations, 20 temps 975, weight is 169, saturation is 98. HEND and nonspheric pupils reactive and equal. Sclera were clear, throat was clear, ears, no inflammation. Next up, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and lung fields are clear. Heart, the heart seems regular, asthma, no S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses, no organ or megaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness, reflex of the 1+ with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph. Impression number one. Chronic cough with reactive airways. Number two is hyperlipidemia. Number three, anemia with possible blood loss. Number four, left lung nodule. Next paragraph, plan the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. He also was advised to get a follow-up CBC IgE level, total eosinophil count. And you might need a GI evaluation. He has been given a Ventil and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN. And if there's any sign of airway obstruction on PFT, he may qualify for a long-acting bronchodilator or an inhaled steroid. The patient will need to get his hemoglobin optimized and I suggested that he get a follow-up chest CT in 6 to 12 months and a follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 2 months. Thank you for this consultation. Copy 4. Natalie Ingerski, INGERSKI, APRN. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza. Copy for Natalie Ingerski, INGERSKI APRN.